Thank you for joining us on this podcast. I'm Colonel Jason Cole, Commander of the United States Army Garrison Alaska at Fort Wainwright. Our discussion today centers on a critical issue, food security. This is a subject that is especially relevant for our younger soldiers with families and leaders throughout our formations. These leaders play a pivotal role in identifying and supporting soldiers who may struggle financially. Today, we'll explore the numerous resources available to ensure our families and children receive the nutrition they need. Joining me are three distinguished guests, Megan McGowan, Information Referral Program Manager from Army Community Service, Sarah Hinman, Army Emergency Relief Officer, and Amy Rouse, Nutrition Services Director for the Fairbanks North Star Borough School District. Together, we'll discuss food assistance eligibility, which may indeed surprise some of our soldiers, possibly even our senior non-commissioned officers, because it's based on their income levels and household size. So, Megan, welcome. It's a pleasure to have you here. Can you enlighten us on how soldiers can determine their eligibility for food assistance and where they might find more information?
All right. Thank you, sir. It's good to be here. That's a great question. There's so many resources available on Fort Wainwright and in the Fairbanks North Star Borough community. At ACS, we've put together a food resource guide to help you navigate some of your options, ranging from food marketplaces to federal assistance programs like SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Each program varies within eligibility, but most are based off your total household income size. Income and size. In our food resource guide, we feature the income eligibility guide for assistance programs like SNAP, WIC, and the free and reduced school meal program. Compare your household size with your monthly basic pay to start the eligibility process.
Oh, that's great. So many of our younger families might not be fully aware of the nutritional needs of their infants and toddlers. What resources are available to assist these families in ensuring their children receive the necessary nutrition for healthy growth and development?
Yeah, one of the programs I'd like to highlight is WIC, the Women, Infants, and Children Program. WIC is a nutrition program that helps pregnant women, new mothers, and young children eat well, stay healthy, and learn about the importance of nutrition. The program covers pregnant women, postpartum women up to a year, and then children from birth up to the age of 5, including foster children. Another great resource is our ACS New Parent Support Program. Our professional team of registered nurses and licensed social workers provide supportive and helpful services to our military families here on Fort Wainwright. They can guide you through any resource available in Fort Wainwright and in the community. They also provide in-home visits, educational classes, playgroups, and a lot more.
Yeah, that new parent support program that we have here is actually a really nice program. I've been to a lot of their meetings. So hopefully we can get more families involved in that. In addition, federal financial aid programs offer a significant lifeline. Could you provide more details on the benefits these programs offer to our families in need?
Yeah, there's two major assistance programs, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or as it's more commonly known, as SNAP, and the Supplemental Nutrition Program, WIC, Women, Infants, and Children, that I just talked about a little bit above. SNAP benefits allow income-eligible households to purchase a variety of foods at grocery stores and farmers markets. SNAP benefits cover the whole household, and if you qualify for SNAP, you are most likely to be determined income-eligible for WIC and the School Free and Reduced Meal Program. As I mentioned previously, WIC focuses on providing specific supplemental food to women, infants, and children during important developmental stages. Both of these assistance programs have online applications and helpful tools to streamline the eligibility process and can be accessed through Alaska Department of Public Health at their website at health.alaska.gov.
Okay, thank you. So shifting our focus to other available resources, Megan, what additional support can soldiers and their families find on Fort Wainwright?
Yeah, on Fort Wainwright, we're really lucky. We have a lot of great organizations that provide support. One of them is the Armed Services YMCA Marketplace. The Marketplace is a no-cost, no-questions-asked resource for everything from laundry detergent to diapers to groceries. just call 907-353-5962, and the ASYMCA staff can arrange to meet you at the marketplace and pick up the items that you need. Other resources on Fort Wainwright include your unit chaplains, military family life counselors, or they're known as MFLACs, and along with organizations like the USO, who do a really good job hosting soldier and family meals and special events for Fort Wainwright.
Yeah, thank you. Those are all great programs here. But considering the higher cost of living in Alaska, what advice do you have for new families learning to manage their household expenses?
Yeah, I would encourage soldiers and family members to be proactive about building a budget and sticking to it. ACS has a great team of accredited financial counselors that can help you financially plan for any stage of life. I also want to remind soldiers and their families to utilize the resources that are available to you. If you have any questions or just simply aren't sure, you can stop by ACS at the Welcome Center or call us at 907-353-4227, and we can help you navigate some of those resources and see what you can take advantage of.
Yep. Well, thank you, Megan. Those are great insights, and hopefully we've educated some of our population here a little bit on the resources available to them.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Thank you. So turning to another critical support avenue, if soldiers with families find themselves in dire financial straits, they should consider reaching out to Army Emergency Relief for immediate assistance. I'm now joined by Sarah Hinman, the Army Emergency Relief Officer for AER in Interior Alaska. Sarah, welcome.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. It's good to be here.
Yep. Well, thank you for joining. So, you know, could you tell us about the specific category of assistance AER provides for food?
Yeah, AER has several categories of assistance to meet basic living expenses, to include food.
Okay. What steps should a soldier take to receive assistance from AER?
Yeah, that's a great question, actually. So the client requests AER financial assistance by coming into ACS, Army Community Service, completing an application, and providing supporting documents. Typically, the service member experiences an unexpected expense or isn't receiving their full entitlements, or, you know, they're requesting assistance to meet their needs. So as the AER officer, we process the requests and determine eligibility and the appropriate level of support.
Okay, yeah, it's a great program. I've used it myself when I was younger. So thank you. I know you weren't the officer back then, but thank you. AER is a great program. But beyond immediate financial aid, you know, what other loans or grants are available to soldiers who might be struggling financially before their next payday?
Yeah, AER actually has over 30 categories of assistance. So depending on the needs of the client, we will consider the requests on a case-by-case basis. We also highly recommend the client receive individual or family financial readiness planning to avoid future hardships and improve their personal and mission readiness. Just like Megan said, our personal financial counselors. Ideally, there would be an assessment where challenges and goals are identified, then a plan and possible follow-up payday payment planning assistance to avoid, you know, future financial hardships. Our financial counselors help clients reduce their debt, increase their savings, and build long-term wealth.
Yeah. Great program. Great counselors over there as well. Based on your experience, you know, what would you recommend leaders across our formations do to support soldiers and their families in meeting their food requirements?
Yeah, this is a great question. This is a really good one. Commands should ensure their service members are receiving their full entitlements. That's the first step, right? Their pay, their BAH, and COLA. If the soldier gets married and moves out of the barracks, ensure that they don't have the meal deductions by reviewing their end-of-month LES. You know, that tells us everything that they're being entitled to and what's being taken out. By commands, making sure their S1s are processing soldier pay actions from initiation through conclusion, ideally within a 30-day window. This can reduce a lot of the financial stress and hardships on our service members and their families. Secondly, commands should make sure their soldiers have completed their common military training identified in the commander's unit risk reduction dashboard. These classes help their soldiers prepare financially for life changes, you know, that impact their ability to support the nutritional needs of their new family members. We have marriage class, we have the birth of a child. These are, you can come into ACS to have those in person, or you can do those on the Army Family Web Portal.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, those are great classes as well. And I know that locally here at Fort Wainwright, we're looking at creating some other ones, like maybe a class for, you know, new fathers as well.
Yes.
So thanks, Sarah, for sharing that valuable information.
Thank you.
Thank you. So next and last, we have Amy Rouse, Director of Nutrition Services for the Fairbanks North Star Borough School District. And Amy is going to discuss how soldiers can access assistance for their school-age children. Amy, it's great to see you again. And I know I'll probably see you later tonight the school board meeting. But it is great to have you with us.
Thank you, sir.
So, Amy, could you explain the free and reduced school meal program and its significance for our soldiers' families?
Sure. The Free and Reduced School Meal Program is a federally supported food program administered by the United States Department of Agriculture. It is part of the National School Lunch Program, which allows families with school-aged children to potentially receive meals for free or at a reduced price.
Yeah, and I know the USDA there, they set some pretty high standards for nutritional goals.
Yes, they do.
I've heard you talk about that in the past. Okay, so for this program, who qualifies for it, and how can parents apply to ensure their children receive these benefits?
So all students enrolled in the school district may be eligible, and there are many ways students can become eligible. The most common ones for where soldiers' children are those households who are receiving SNAP benefits or income-based WIC. And other healthcare programs such as Medicaid and Denali Kid Care don't provide an automatic approval like SNAP would for free meals. However, most of the families receiving these benefits also receive SNAP. In order to complete the application, families receiving SNAP benefits need their case number, which begins with 05 or 07. It's a standard in Alaska. Families not receiving SNAP will need their household income before taxes or deductions. A parent can apply by completing the meals application, which we have available at every school in our district, our department administrative offices, which are located at 1305 Charles Street in Fairbanks, or online at schoolcafe.com. We have a lot of information available on our department website, as well as a FAQ available with the application. Anyone who has a question about completing the application or their household situation can reach out to us for help.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, lots of information on the website. I've been all over the district website and clicked on all the links. So thank you for having that there, especially for military families moving to the area. I know schools are definitely important, and we do like to do our research before we come to a new area. So it's great for the website. Thanks for that information. But why is it important for families to sign up for the free and reduced school meal program? And what are the primary benefits?
Well, parents should complete the meals application first and foremost because it would potentially help them financially. If their enrolled students qualify for free or reduced price meals, it would help reduce the cost for meals, which is really beneficial for them. Secondly, the school district uses aggregate free and reduced percentage information for Title I and other funding opportunities, which helps in the classrooms. I want to make sure that families understand that we hold meal eligibility in the strictest of confidence. Only those who need to know will know if a student receives free or reduced price meals.
Yeah, thank you. I know that is a concern for Alaskans and soldiers that are here in the area. But is there anything else you'd like to add for our families considering applying for or currently utilizing the free and reduced school meal program?
Well, just a few things. One, if you're approved to receive the PFD in Alaska, the permanent fund dividend, It is included as household income per USDA regulations. We don't have a choice to exclude that, unfortunately. Secondly, please check out our department website, www.k12northstar.org/nutrition, where we have a ton of information, including a great LES flyer, which lets you know what pay codes are to be included when figuring household income. Third, this is a new one. Beginning with the 24-25 school year, meal prices are going to be increasing. Full price breakfast will be $3.25 at elementary and $3.50 at middle and high school, with full price lunch being $4.75 at elementary and $5 at middle and high. This wasn't something we really wanted to do, but we haven't raised our prices since the 08-09 school year. And just as you've seen in your households, our expenses have increased with inflation too. Last but not least, if you have any questions at all, please contact us. We're here to help.
All right. Thank you, Amy. I appreciate you coming in and sharing that information with us today.
Thank you.
And a heartfelt thank you to all of our listeners for joining us today as we delved into the vital topic of food security and the resources available at Fort Wainwright and within the Fairbanks community. To our leaders listening, remember, there are dedicated individuals ready to assist soldiers in need. Let's ensure we are vigilant in identifying those who may require support and proactive in guiding them towards this assistance that they need. Together, we can guarantee that every family in our community has access to the nutrition they require. Let's work collectively to achieve this goal. So, once again, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on our next podcast.